Monday, August 27, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I told you it would be all about optics. President Trump says that he will terminate NAFTA and call its replacement the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement, the USMTA. That way he can say that he complied with his promise to can NAFTA. Both U.S. and Mexican trade negotiators say that there would be an announcement forthcoming that they have reached a bilateral trade agreement this week. The final hurdle appeared to be over the Mexican energy sector, with the new president, Obrador, saying that was not acceptable. They seem to think that they'll resolve it. Trump was tweeting up the prospects for a big deal looking good with Mexico. That would not have happened without some significant concessions having been made by Trump. Both Mexico and Canada said that they would not accept the U.S. sunset provision as was. Instead of 5 years, the USMTA will reportedly last 16 years and can be renewed for another six. This will be a bilateral agreement. Canada was excluded from recent talks. Mexico says that Canada will now be brought back in, but we've yet to hear that confirmed by the U.S. side. Talks with Canada will be separate, too. It was being renamed the U.S.-Mexican Trade Agreement in order to put more pressure on Canada. Trump was also threatening a tariff on Canadian autos to force them into submission. A separate agreement with Canada would also improve optics for Trump. There were not giving out many details of the agreement because of the potential impact on Canadian talks. The Canadian foreign minister was to be traveling in Europe this week, but she said she'll return if the U.S.-Mexican talks were successful. It would be hard, if not impossible, for Canada to interject changes in the main provisions that had been decided by the United States and Mexico, but there are a number of bilateral issues between the U.S. and Canada to work out, like milk and potatoes. This needs to be the equivalent of a full NAFTA 2.0, even if they call it something else, and the tariffs imposed during the posturing all need to go away. How fast that can happen is the sooner the better from our perspective. The livestock complex started the celebration Monday, grains not so much. With U.S. pork as cheap as it is, with the Mexican tariff eliminated, they ought to be hungry for a lot of our pork. The U.S. will have all of the corn and soybeans that Mexico can use. Trump was touting that farmers would be very happy with the deal. He said that about the recent European Union agreement, and there was nothing to it. I think this time there will be something to the claim. Trump was going to want something that he can tout as a trade negotiating victory, where he took a disastrous NAFTA and transformed it into the best trade deal ever, truth or not. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Senator Lindsey Graham has buddied up with President Trump on the golf course, and he claims to have the inside that Trump wants to finish NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement, then get in accord with the European Union, and then turn full focus to China. That is a plan that makes sense, which is more clarity than we've had before. I still worry about his separating a commercial agreement with Mexico from border issues. Trump promised to make Mexico pay for the wall, and I don't think that provision was agreed to by Mexico. I can see the political benefit from Trump cutting a deal with Mexico ahead of the fall election. That is what is driving this. He needs something on the trade front that he can call a win. The trade war with China is going to become more intense, so Trump needed an offset to balance that with so it was not all midnight in the trade wars. He needed something to serve as a glimpse of sunlight. The irony is that the deal with Mexico may harm U.S. companies and consumers, but it is better than blowing up NAFTA entirely. Trump reportedly doesn't plan on beating the EU up with tariffs like China. The EU is more closed to the U.S. ag sector than China is, and has noted its use of the precautionary principle as a major trade barrier. The EU is a bunch of countries that don't see alike on a lot of issues themselves, so getting their markets open to GMOs, hormone-ractopamine-fed beef and pork, and chlorine-rinsed chicken will not be easy. If Trump leaves out those things, any agreement will be pretty worthless to us. It has to be done well enough that the EU just doesn't trade old barriers for new ones. The auto content requirement in the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement was reportedly set at 75%, up from 62.5%. That is going to be a big problem for foreign automakers who have plants in the United States. This will limit their ability to import foreign parts. That will be a source of contention with the European Union and Japan when those trade talks get going. 40 to 45% of production is to be done by workers making $16 an hour, which Mexican President Obrador had no problem with. He wants to raise Mexican workers' wages. This trade agreement is inflationary. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.